So in this video, we are going to look at researching APIs that we can use in your application. And now we're going to start to get more serious about what we can actually feasibly do. So previously, we were just kind of brainstorming ideas with no sense of the technology that may actually enable us to do those things. Now we're actually going to look at the different APIs, which are these software tools that we can connect to and use in our application and basically take credit for and use in our app to do some clever things. So again, as mentioned, if in doubt, you can simply use the ChatGPT API that OpenAI provide as a starting point. With a clever prompt, you can basically build an entire business around a single clever GPT prompt and basically sell a GPT wrapper. You know, ChatGPT's penetration in a lot of these markets is still very low. If you're an AI fanboy like I am, then you think that everyone knows about AI. Everyone's got like an AI software tool. Almost no one does. That's complete rubbish. Like this, you know, this is very, very rare to see someone building an AI wrapper. It's in very few industries. And so if you can literally just build, think of a clever prompt, let someone put some text into a box, it sends it off to ChatGPT. ChatGPT delivers a response. And you know what that prompt does is of value to people within that space, then that is more than good enough for your first software tool, okay? But once you've done that, the next thing I'd suggest is to try and find APIs in your niche that automate some cool new stuff, okay? And every time that you use a new API, it opens up new doors, it gives you another tool in your toolkit. It's you know, going to take your apps to the next level, and it's going to give you another skill set. And one of the cool things about building agent apps is because it uses, you know, dozens and dozens. I think we've got like well over 100 APIs that we use now. The things that the agents can do is just insane because it's combining all of these different APIs and different tools. And so I'd like you to start getting that same momentum. And the way to do that is by playing around with these different APIs. So again, just, you know, literally try searching Google for music API or APIs that blend songs together or APIs that make images or APIs that edit images or, you know, just think of whatever it is that you have an interest in, whatever the chosen niches that you're looking at are, just start Googling for APIs. And there are literally millions of them out there. So you're definitely going to find one that you like, one that's of potential value to your project and your software. So again, if in any doubt, simply use ChatGPT API as a starting point. But ideally, you should find APIs that relate to your specific niche and your specific use case. You can literally just run a few searches, and there are millions and millions of them out there. You can search for these Postman collections, which I mentioned before. I did give you a prompt actually that you can use to go and find these Postman collections. The benefit for postman.com, which you can go and just create a free account, by the way, is that number one, it lets you run and test APIs within postman.com. You can just go and run a call there and then get a response back. But the second benefit is that because you can find these collections, people will, you know, create these Postman collections, which are like pre-built code that will run in Postman. You can take that and you can go and give it to the language model, and it will make it much easier for the AI to integrate that API into what we're doing because it understands Postman.com so well. I've mentioned before as well, you can get some really powerful libraries in HTML5 and JavaScript, which don't require an API and will just run within the application itself. Some good examples that I'm looking at the moment, 3.js, I think I've talked about. It enables the browser itself to actually create 3D objects like e-covers or rooms or, you know, game assets or basically any 3D object you can think of. Or, for example, another thing I'm looking at is HTML5's ability to blend songs together and save an MP3. And so I'm looking at doing a remixing app at the moment, building it with, you know, Sonic 3.5 and Cursor. One of the cool things I'll be able to do within the browser is to actually take multiple MP3 files and kind of combine them together to create a blend. And so I can take vocals and instrumentals and create them, and then the user can download them directly within the browser. So it's really, really cool. It saves me having to go and get another API. And this is just a library that's just there built into HTML5. Now, this is really the only part that you're going to add any value in. You can chat to the AIs and the language models and help them brainstorm. You can go on Google and search these. But this is really the only part that you're going to have to do any type of thinking around, okay? So I would spend a little bit of time thinking about, you know, researching and looking at different APIs and trying to come up with ways that you can kind of combine them to do something cool. Again, if in doubt, simply think of a way to use ChatGPT. If you're really in doubt, then you can use my GPT store builder prompt to generate some prompts that you can, some ideas for GPT stores, which you can also use as ideas for your own software tools. But really, from this point on, we are just going to be an empty vassal, a data entry clerk working for our AI coding genius, you know, Claude, Sonnet 3.5. So this is the only time that you have to shine, to add value, to differentiate and come up with something cool that your app can do and try and chain a few things together and think of the value that you can add. So spend a little bit of time at this step, have fun, enjoy the process. And once you've done that, we are going to get into the nitty-gritty of actually building out our applications.